This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
We're totally bent for your listening pleasure. Joy 94.9.
It's not Saturday Magazine, but
it's Wednesday Magazine.
It's Wednesday Magazine. Macca, Tass, and Ben Rylan. Martin Foley, Minister for Equality, Mental Health, Housing, whole lot of stuff. Good morning, Martin. Are you crying too?
I am amazingly emotional, I've got to say, Macca. I didn't think I would be, but this is beyond my expectation. This cements for all Australians a red letter day that today is a day that in the history of the fair go that Australians like to think we're a part of, this will be the day that momentum, not just for marriage equality, but for genuine equality across all aspects of life for LGBTI Australians, has been completely and utterly supported by a massive majority of Australians.
So nearly two out of three Australians have voted yes. Every single state has voted yes.
And, you know, Victoria has the highest participation rate of any state at 81.
The highest participation rate and the biggest majority.
Yes. So
we're excluding territories here, of course.
Yeah. In terms of states, this cements Australia as a decent place through the prism of supporting LGBTI people and communities, and Victoria as the equality capital of our country.
And I have to say, Martin, your role in helping to secure Australia as a progressive leading state in this nation cannot be underestimated. And so I would like to thank you for your work and your efforts.
Me too.
And the leadership that you and the Andrews government have given this state. Thank you.
That's exceedingly generous of you, Taz and Macca, but all we have done is ride the wave of activism and support and leadership from the LGBTI community, which has just delivered the most sophisticated, coordinated and disciplined campaign I've ever seen in my political life. And to get this result with so much trauma going on, let's move on past that, but let's not forget it. Let's look now to a future where we know not just marriage equality will be delivered, but that we will put aside those divisive, negative arguments of now that discredited group who would say that somehow or another LGBTI people do not deserve equality, not just in marriage equality, but across all aspects of life. And I could just say that, you know, whether it's, you know, Tony Abbott, the leader of the government's own extremist group, his own community delivered a 75% vote for marriage equality.
Is that right?
In his electorate. So Tony said that 40% was a moral victory. Mate, 25% is a moral loss.
It's an
seat.
It is a slap in the face to that divisive, extremist agenda that has been left behind, let's hope for all time, by Australia's vote today. It is just, you know, I didn't expect this fantastic result, and what that really means is that from now on the conversation changes, not just around marriage equality, but around all aspects of equality for LGBTI communities, and that's the real challenge that now awaits us.
Martin Foley, I wonder what you make of the numbers, however, because I was in Britain for the Brexit referendum and the results were just a little bit too close for it to really be clear either way. And that meant that even though the result was sort of done and dusted and people wanted to move on, it wasn't really possible because you still had this other side that was not happy with that for various different reasons. Completely different issue, of course. But what I fear is that even though we have a result today, it might not necessarily be enough to make the issue go away once the legislation comes and once everything that happens next starts to happen. What do you make of that? Do you think it's going to be easy enough to simply push through?
On marriage equality, this will just completely undermine the legitimacy of any residue extremist view that thinks that by delivering marriage equality, they can open the door to wind back human rights in any number of other aspects of legislative protection for LGBTI communities. It is, in terms of electoral result outcomes, unprecedented, and it is the equivalent of winning by the straight at Flemington. In at 62% almost of a national vote, with such a high national turnout, with every state coming in as a majority, it's game over for the opponents of marriage equality. I'm sure they won't go quietly, but this just shows that they are backward looking, captured in an era that Australians have moved beyond. And let's deliver the Dean Smith bill as soon as we can, Dean Wells bill as soon as we can. That, let's hope it gets introduced later today. Let's hope it's facilitated through the federal parliament as quick as it possibly can be. But let's not lose the momentum for all the other unfinished business in delivering equality, led by the LGBTI community, but surrounded by now the massive overwhelming support of the Australian general community and the many allies.
Yeah.
I want to take the opportunity to thank all of those people who use this campaign to have conversations at schools, at sporting clubs, at local groups, at any number of places. I was in Mildura a couple of weeks ago, and I haven't seen what the figures for the Mildura elected were, but I can tell you it was the conversation in the hospitals, on the farms, in the mental health units. It was a conversation that took over the country because people saw it as the kind of thing that they wanted to prosecute, because everyone has a direct relationship, either themselves or through their family, with our LGBTI community, who have stepped up and led this debate. And, you know, I want to particularly thank the disciplined, smart, coordinated effort the community have brought to this. And I'm just pleased the Victorian government was able to play a supportive role as part of that.
Martin, again, want to place on record my thanks and Tass's thanks for the hard work you've done, that the Victorian government's done. The Victorian community agrees with us. And
the Australian community.
And the Australian community agrees with us.
In fact, embraces,
yes,
the LGBTI community.
Yeah.
This is overwhelming.
Robert Doyle, who I know we're going to be speaking to shortly, Melbourne isn't just the world's most livable city, it's the world's fairest city. And we can all feel proud of that. We're going to be speaking to you again really soon, Martin. Thank you. And let's celebrate and wipe those tears of joy away.
Absolutely. Thanks, Macca.
Thanks, mate. Speak soon.
Bye.
Saturday Magazine, every Saturday from 10 until noon on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.